Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by the head of CineLink, Amra Bakshic Chamo.
Bravo.
For, head of CineLink, and of course the first question for those who are not familiar with CineLink, could you tell us a little bit about it?
CineLink started as a typical small co-production market for the projects in financing stage in from the Southeast Europe in between Austria and Turkey up to Georgia. But now it's a bit more because we have few selective processes that we are going through throughout the year. So we are not just presenting projects in development. We are presenting projects in as a work in progress, meaning projects that are now in the editing phase or, you know, finalizing their cuts. So we are presenting to a very selected group of film industry professionals. We also have something which is new this year. It's CineLink Drama. We are kind of trying to see what we can do for the drama series in the region, because we know what is happening with the series, but XU especially haven't been very successful in producing quality drama in the last years. There have been some examples, some good examples, but not really like nothing really happened. Like there hasn't been a change. There are many reasons, and these reasons we need to address with our program. This year we are starting slowly. In a sense, we will do, you know, overview, presenting good experiences from different ends of Europe and United States, and we will present six brand new projects from Serbia, Montenegro, Bosnia and Croatia, because it's a kind of a language market, so that's the first aim for us, and then we will see for the next year how it will evolve and what will happen. So these are the different elements of CineLink that is started as a co-production market.
Right, and then I saw that there's something new as well, True Stories.
Yes, there is something called True Stories Market. It's a part of Industry Days, and it is a part of something that the festival has a project which is called Dealing with the Past. We do it in a collaboration with Robert Bosch Stiftung, and it's as a part of that project, we realized that different NGOs in the region are selecting extremely interesting stories, working with people on true life stories. And we will try to present those stories to film directors, professionals, producers, hoping that one of those stories or two of these stories will find a way to the screen. It doesn't have to be only a documentary film. It can be a fiction film. It can be a film that can be inspired by a story. There are few stories that are already sounding like a film. And, you know, we know that the film, you know, making a film and doing a film about the difficult past that we have is also a healing process. So that's a part of that healing process that we all have to go through.
There you go. I totally agree. Just going back to the way in which CineLink operates, so what does it actually offer to the projects that are selected here? What comes into the package?
Depending on different projects, basically we offered, because CineLink is presenting those projects to the interested members of the industry. So, for instance, if you have a project at CineLink Market, which is in the financing phase, you will probably have in between, I don't know, 15 to 35 meetings with different industry professionals, being producers, funds, sales agents, distributors, talking about the project, and hopefully find your co-producer or your, you know, fund that is interested in Sarajevo. At the work in progress, which is for almost finished films or films in post-production, we are presenting the films to sales agents and to the festivals. So basically the festivals can see the previews of new things coming from the region. This year, important thing is that we have kind of expanded. We did it before, but this year we kind of insisted on that part. It is not only about Southeast Europe, but it is also, you know, Middle East and South Africa, because like a Mediterranean, yeah. So we have a Tunisian project, we have a Lebanese project, we have two Israeli projects. So it's really interesting. It's really interesting what, you know, because it is a, Sarajevo has this being Europe, not in Europe, you know. So it is an interesting place, and, you know, and it is a good place for people to see all projects also from these parts of the world. So this year we kind of, usually we had one or two projects. This year it's almost half and half.
To give an idea of exactly who kind of attends, so it is quite an international kind of people that come to this market.
Yes.
So how many people are we talking about?
It's very, you know, it's tough. We have around 800, 900 industry and film professional guests that are following the festival. But the CineLink itself, with all the programs, is probably attracting around 450, 500 people, 600, depending on the event. Not everybody goes everywhere. It's, you know, we have a very, very, our program is complicated and complex. So there are many things happening in the same time, meaning all of these guests are not in the same room, but you only if you go to the party or if you go for lunch, you see them at the one place. But usually they are divided in between programs because one part is, you know, we have also a documentary part, which is Docu Refkat Boutique. So you have documentarists which are in one room. You have, you know, in this, you have work in progress in the second room, and then you have, so True Stories Market and so on. So it is not that everybody is at the same place, but it's a kind of a big event. It became first year, like 14 years ago, we had around 50 guests all together. So we exploded,
Big difference.
We're right outside your office here, and of course the official opening of CineLink is tomorrow. But before we say goodbye and good luck with this year's edition of the festival, how about we talk about last year's edition and what were the successes of last year's edition as a little follow-up?
It's easy for us because we have an immediate follow-up now. The film that has been presented at CineLink co-production market 3 years ago and was in our work in progress section last year, called Godless, by Larisa Petrovna from Bulgaria, just won the Golden Lion in Locarno. So that's a good follow-up, huh? I think so.
Very successful.
Yes. But I think that our market is, you know, works well because of two reasons. It's very regional. There is a specific region that we are targeted to, so we know people, we know the region, we know the needs of the region. On the other hand, the festival is neither big nor small, meaning it's a small festival, but not that small, so it still makes sense. You can still do business, and I think that is the reason that you can nurture a project. You can take care about the project. It is not too big as Cannes or Berlin or whatever, where we can get lost in a way. Of course, that is the most important events in the year, but the smaller events have another chance, you know, and we are trying to play on that card.
Fantastic. Fingers crossed for this year's edition. Thank you very much for joining us, and it's a pleasure as always.
And see you next year.
Right, yes, thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.